Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilac. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Tackett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Storm Davis. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Larkin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lenny Webster. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Mack. The throw from Tackett and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. 1 out. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Knoblauch hits a line drive towards first. Milligan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Puckett hits a line drive beyond second. McLemore can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Puckett moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Orsilac hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. 1 out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Scott Leo's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Leo's hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Webster hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gomez hits a line drive beyond second. Knobloch can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McLemore hits a ball on the ground for a single. Gomez moves to second. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tackett bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to third for the out. McLemore moves to second. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Anderson is 0-1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McLemore moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Devereaux is 0-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 0. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gagne strikes out. Tackett drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gagne out. 1 out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Mack is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McLemore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Knobloch is 0-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive for a single. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Puckett is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ripken is 0-1 in the game. Ripken strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Milligan is 0-1 in the game. Milligan hits a pop-up beyond second. Knobloch can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Orsulak is 0-1 in the game. Orsulak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 0. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Harbeck is 0-1 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. 1 out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Larkin is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gomez moves to second. One out. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tackett is 0-for-1 in the game. Tackett hits a line drive into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gomez scores. Anderson moves to second. It's Orioles, 1, Twins, 1. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Laos is 0-for-1 in the game. Laos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. Webster hits a line drive for a single. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Devereaux. Gagne reaches second base with a double. There goes Webster trying to get to home. Devereaux throws the ball into Ripken, who relays the ball to Tackett, who tags Webster, who came all the way from first, for the out. Gagne moves to third. Two outs. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Milligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Orsolak is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsolak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Alan Mills now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett strikes out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McLemore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Tackett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tackett is 0 for 2 in the game. Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground that hits Tackett. Tackett is out and Anderson is safe at first. There goes Tackett trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Larkin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tackett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Leos is 0 for 2 in the game. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Webster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webster takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mack strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Knoblauch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knoblauch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knoblauch hits a fly ball into right field. Orsulak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mills fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milligan hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Orsulac is 0-for-3 in the game. Orsulac hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Puckett, who is chasing the ball. Orsulac reaches third base with a triple. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gomez strikes out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McLemore is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McLemore hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Orsulac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Orsulac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. JT Bruitt pinch runs for Gene Larkin. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Laos is 0-for-3 in the game. Laos takes first base on ball 4. Bruitt moves to second. Randy Bush pinch hits for Lenny Webster. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Eden's now pitching. JT Bruitt now playing right field. Brian Harper now catching. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tackett is 0-for-3 in the game. Tackett takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson bunts towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Knobloch covering, for the out. Tackett moves to second. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-4 in the game. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-4 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Bruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tackett moves to third. 2 outs. Glenn Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Devereaux moves to second. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milligan hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Froworth now pitching. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gagne strikes out. 1 out. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Mac. The throw from Tackett and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. Two outs. Chuck Knoblauch batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Knoblauch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Knoblauch hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Orsalak is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Orsalak strikes out. Harper drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Orsalak out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gomez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gomez strikes out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McLemore is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Puckett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-4 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. JT Brewitt is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brewitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Tackett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tackett takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Anderson bunts towards the mound. Guthrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Tackett moves to second. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground for a single. Tackett moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-5 in the game. Ripken is walked intentionally. Devereaux moves to second. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Milligan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Leos batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Leos is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harper strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gagne hits a ball on the ground for a single. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Gagne moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Wayne now pitching. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Orsalak is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. Orsalak hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McLemore is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. McLemore strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tackett is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Tackett takes first base on ball 4. Gomez moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gomez moves to third. Tackett moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a line drive towards first. Harbeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Puckett strikes out. 1 out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-5 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Devereaux hits a line drive into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. JT Bruitt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruitt hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Leos is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milligan hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brewitt. Milligan reaches second base with a double. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Orsulac is 1 for 6 in the game, with a triple. Orsulac hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Wayne covering, for the out. Milligan moves to third. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gomez is 3 for 6 in the game, with 3 singles. Gomez is walked intentionally. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. McLemore hits a line drive beyond second. Knobloch can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Milligan scores. Gomez moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Carl Willis now pitching. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tackett is 0 for 3 in the game. With 3 walks. Tackett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. David Segui now playing first base. Donnie Hill pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hill strikes out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. With 4 walks. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive for a single. Knobloch moves to third. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 6 in the game. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to second. Chili Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. Puckett scores. Harbeck moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.